Two of the nation's most high-profile federal politicians will call it quits at the next election. The Health Minister, Greg Hunt, will today pull the pin on his 20-year parliamentary career, while the former Attorney General, Christian Porter, confirmed yesterday he'll not recontest his seat of Pearce in Western Australia. Here's political reporter Noor Haider.
I'm sure that you will ask, so I will state to you, I am not standing down or aside.
A lot can change in a year. Former Attorney General Christian Porter is quitting politics after falling from one of the highest positions in Parliament.
Nothing in the allegations that have been printed ever happened.
In March, he identified himself as the cabinet minister accused of raping a woman in the 1980s. He strenuously denied the allegation and sued the ABC for defamation. And while he eventually discontinued the case, he faced further scrutiny for accepting anonymous funds to cover his legal fees and eventually moved to the backbench. Here's the finance minister, Simon Birmingham, speaking on Nine Radio.
I don't think anybody would be particularly surprised that he may have come to this conclusion.
Labor Senator Malindiri McCarthy says he should have gone sooner.
Christian Porter has done what Prime Minister Scott Morrison couldn't do, and that was remove himself from the Cabinet and the Parliament.
Mr. Porter was once touted as a future Prime Minister.
He is quite an outstanding person, great intellect, great debater.
And according to former WA Liberal Premier Colin Barnett, the party will need to find a strong replacement for the seat of Pearce or risk losing it.
It will take an outstanding person to hold on to the seat of Pearce for the Liberal Party. I don't think Pearce is lost.
The Liberal Party was decimated at the last state election in WA. Mr. Barnett says it faces an uphill battle federally too.
The state election earlier this year was a disaster for the Liberal Party. If the election is held early, say March, then you could well see a repeat of that where the election here in Western Australia becomes a referendum about COVID. And that's the real danger for the Liberal Party federally.
On the final day of the parliamentary sitting year, Health Minister Greg Hunt will today announce his retirement from politics. He's held one of the most important roles in government during the COVID-19 pandemic, a life-saving one, according to his cabinet colleague Paul Fletcher, who was speaking on Sky News last night.
There's no doubt in my mind that there are many thousands of Australians who are alive today who would not be if it were not for the extraordinary application and diligence and talent that Greg showed.
Will the Liberal Party seize this moment to draw more women into its ranks? That was put to the Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg.
I understand that there are strong female candidates who may put their hands up in both seats. Our focus is getting the best possible people, and there are more women who are coming to take winnable seats and indeed safe seats.
That's the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, ending Noor Haider's report.